Hello and welcome to Smosh Mouth. I'm Shane.
And I'm Amanda, and we have a very special guest here today with us, Garrett Palm.
That's right. Very special guest.
Very special.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of our guests are just
other, special.
Other
boring
cast members, but you're cool.
Special.
What makes me cool?
You tortured us for years.
Yeah, you tortured us for so many years with nasty, nasty foods, and you're sweet about it, which was also torture.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Garrett, how have you been?
Yeah, pretty good, I guess. Yeah. Yeah, you know, it's a slow time in the industry.
Mm-hmm. True.
I don't know how many people listening to this follow Hollywood, you know, the trades.
The gossip.
The gossip.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's nothing.
It's been that way for a minute, I feel like.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
So you're feeling like a slow time right now.
Yeah, a lot of people are saying nothing will be back to normal until 2025.
Garrett, you do a lot of stuff though. Like,
I
feel like you're on improv teams.
Yeah.
You have a podcast of your own. Right?
Yeah. It's about travel.
You travel?
Please. Garrett is a world traveler.
Yeah, we have like a million questions about travel that we'll get to later.
Okay,
so you do have a podcast though.
Yeah, but it's we released one season of it like 2 years ago, and I've been working on the second season for like a year now.
Damn.
What's it called?
Agents of Travel.
Okay.
My partner Rachel and I, we loosely have characters. We're secret agents for the National Tourism Office, and we bring on guests and we interrogate them about their previous trips that they've taken.
I'm so into this.
That's great.
And then at the end, we each pitch them their dream trip, and they have to choose whose dream trip.
Oh my God! Can I come on and be interrogated?
No.
Oh,
sorry,
okay.
Amanda.
Well,
I don't know.
I tried. I thought I'd throw it out there. I felt a warm embrace.
I would love to have you on.
Really?
Love to have you on. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's great. I love that idea.
Yeah, it's very fun. It's exhausting during like coming up with trips for everybody. You know, each
dream
guest.
Trips.
Dream trips. Yeah.
Do you guys have names? Agent names?
Yes, we do.
Can I hear your name?
Yeah, they're really dumb. Mine is Agent Sticky Toffee Pudding because that's my favorite dessert.
Oh,
dude,
God.
It's so good.
Wait, yeah. Sticky
I had
Toffee
it
Pudding.
Yeah,
it's so good.
It's delicious.
It's delicious.
Yeah, it's incredible.
I love toffee.
Rachel is Agent Pannekoeken. She's Dutch, and that's Dutch for pancakes, and she likes pancakes.
Pannekoeken?
Pannekoeken.
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 Wow.
Pans a cooking.
Pans a cooking.
Pans a cooking. AKA pancakes.
Exactly. Makes a lot of sense to me.
Wait, that's okay.
That's very cute.
Don't bring him on the podcast.
Okay. Have a great time.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, I don't know how much you've traveled. Tommy came on. His big trip that he talked about was going to Long Beach.
Pretty big.
Yeah, it can be
pretty huge.
Any,
that's
you've
a,
been
any,
to,
a couple hours.
I've been all Colorado.
I have traveled.
I'm just kidding.
I have traveled.
He's traveled.
I've been to Japan. I've been to London, Scotland. I've been to Croatia.
Nice.
Ooh, that's on my list.
Mexico when I was a kid. I've been to Toronto.
Oh, nice. I have yet to go to. I really want to go to Toronto.
Wow,
Toronto.
Wow, Garrett. Sounds like I've been all over.
I know.
No, that's the extent of it.
Wow.
Oh, Australia.
Oh,
yeah.
Australia. Okay, you've been a lot of places.
Yeah, that's pretty good. There's a lot of places I want to go.
What about you? What's your list?
Yeah, Amanda?
A lot of tropical places.
Oh, okay.
I'm a scuba diver, you know. Belize, Turks and Caicos.
Okay.
Italy, Ischia, the Amalfi Coast, the Azores, where my family is from.
Yes.
Toronto, Vancouver, Montreal, Victoria, British Columbia, Alaska, Florida, San Sebastian.
Ooh. Wow.
Barranco, France.
Okay, so you guys have traveled a lot more than me.
No, listen, I was really lucky. My mom traveled a lot. Like, that was her goal. Like, Cayman Islands, like, she wanted us to go everywhere. I was really lucky.
That's really cool.
So,
yeah. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, so I guess I'm cooler then.
Well, we'll get into travel later.
Okay.
But what we're here to talk about first is Eat It or Eat It.
Oh, right.
A fan favorite, one of Smosh's greatest legacies. Darkest legacies, but greatest.
Darkest. The biggest show on Smosh that I was scared to enter the stage. I put the bib on and I was like, this is the end of my life. I'm going to die.
It just came to an end.
Yes.
And we don't know, you know, I don't think a show ever ends forever on Smosh. I think it's like, we might bring it back for a special episode. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know either.
That's a decision that would be made by a lot of people.
Yeah.
But we kind of brought it to a little bit of an end there with the Last Supper episode, which was absolutely insane.
It was very fun.
It was chaotic. I was watching it back, and the part where all of us were like throwing up basically at the same time, I was like, this is like Triangle of Sadness equals the Bible. Like, what's happening here?
It was a lot. But I want to take it back to the beginning.
Okay.
Because it started. Yeah, let's go back to Genesis with Phil Collins. Let's go back to 2019.
Yes.
Which is when it started.
Yes.
Woo!
Was it 2019 or 2018?
It's 2019.
Okay.
Because it was like one of the first, after the Defy shutdown, we all got back. We got back together.
Yes.
We got back to the mythical offices. Like, once everyone was hired back, we were then like, we want to start new shows.
Yeah.
We wanted to like start fresh with some things. We knew we were going to do Try Not to Laugh, but otherwise it was like, what's the other thing? And so I pitched this show, and in my head, I called it Face Jam.
Yeah.
And I pitched it as Face Jam because the idea originally was there was no bell. It was like the food would show up, and everyone would just reach for the food to try to grab it and stuff it in their mouth.
Yeah.
Which is kind of what you do on Eat It or Eat It a lot, Jam.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm sticking true to my original idea here. But it went through a lot of different cycles and ideas. And then it kind of became this collaborative idea, which was Eat It or Yeet It. I forget who coined the name.
I know. There were a bunch of... Yeah, it felt like Eat It or Yeet It might not actually be... It was like a joke name for a
second. I think at first we were like,
what were
laughing.
The other names?
Yeah.
It's just Face Jam.
I don't know if we had other pitches, but Eat It or Yeet It was like a joke because... At that time, yeet was still like a big phrase. And so.
Was it big still? Or was
maybe
it, still,
it was already past its prime by a couple years. And we were like, screw it.
Yeah.
But it's a little ironic and stupid. And so we went with that because we were all like, whatever, who cares?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we like just being like, eat it or yeet it.
It's fun to say.
Yeah.
But.
Not fun to do.
I'm trying to remember because my memory is. My memory is blurry. Were you were the chef right away?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Because it was the episode one. I wasn't on camera for it, but I was the chef for it. And it was because it was basically kind of like this idea that like, it was basically like nobody knew how to actually execute it.
Right.
Nobody was like, who will actually make this food?
Yeah.
And
because we had zero, as a team, no chef knowledge, which is funny because we're right next to the Mythical Kitchen.
Yes.
Yeah.
But they were busy doing their stuff.
Well, I mean, they would give me lots of advice. I learned a lot. And I was just like, I am interested. I like to cook at home. I cook a lot and no training or anything. But, you know, I pay attention to recipes and watch videos. And
sure.
I was like, yeah, I can do that. And, it was kind of like whoever can do what it was all hands on deck kind of stuff. And so, yeah. So I made with... I think at that time it was Finnerty and Monica were like in charge of that part of that show.
We were still like kind of working out the teams.
Yeah.
So I think at that for a moment there, Sketch and Pitt were kind of like blended in like the creation process.
Yeah, I think I came in a year after. I remember it was like one of my third videos doing Eat It or Yeet It.
Yeah, when you're on the unscripted side, because you were doing Sketch for
you
a
did
while.
Sketch for a while.
I did Sketch for a long time.
And then you started doing...
And then I started doing that.
So because it was probably a little bit.
Yeah. So was it always... Did you always know that some foods were going to be like...
Yes.
...naughty and some were going to be nice?
Yeah.
Because that was the original pitch.
That was the original
pitch. The idea was kind of like you're making a gamble. You're trying to get away without eating... Something too
naughty.
Bad.
Which honestly is brilliant.
Yeah.
It is really fun because that's what causes like the stress of
exactly. Yeah.
And also judging food, like looking at it and being like, and then remember we were talking about the mind games of the food?
Yep.
As someone who would be on it, I'd be like, I don't know. I think it might be bad. And even if it's good, you're eating it and you're like, I feel like something bad's coming, but it's not.
Yeah. Because no good food by the end of it, no good food was actually good because of like the mental mindset that you were in.
I remember it. I was so happy when it finally culminated in the episode where I got to cook the foods.
Yeah.
And I made them all good. Yeah. I wanted an episode that had all desserts. It was all good stuff. But everyone was freaking out the whole time. And yeah. I was like, good. This show has succeeded at getting into our heads. Yep. We don't trust anything anymore. And that was the point. How early on when you did those first couple episodes, were you like, am I in over my head? Or were you having fun?
I was having fun.
You were just having a good time?
Yeah, just having a good time. And I think that's, like that first episode, I was having so much fun just watching people eat my food then.
Uh-huh.
And, like, knowing what was going to happen for each dish. Yeah, it was just a blast from the start.
Because I think your reactions were so funny that we were like, we need a Garrett cam.
Yeah.
We need to get your reaction.
Yeah, when did we get the Garrett cam?
It was
episode
pretty...
two, I think.
Was it episode two?
I think you called it out,
really?
If I remember correctly. Just like, you know, like, the you were just like, the whole cast would see me, because I think I was also like a dean.
Yeah.
You know, and so they'd see me kind of like,
yeah,
just looking over.
Yeah, look over.
I would judge based on your reactions sometimes.
Oh, me too.
Yeah.
I'd be like, okay, Garrett looks...
The bigger the smile, the worse the food was.
Yeah.
No, you
have a very specific face for when it's going to be bad. And you're just like, you're
a little kid.
Your eyebrows raise up, you're smiling. Yeah. It's the look of the devil.
Uh huh.
I'm like, fuck.
It really is.
But
so fun.
Good stuff.
So wait, how did you always come up with new ways to screw with us? like new recipes.
Yeah, for a while, I would just kind of wander a grocery store.
Really?
Yeah. Really?
That was my process for a long time.
Just looking for stuff that
feels
is
wild.
Unique or that you think.
I already loved grocery stores. Like, I love grocery stores. I love
relate.
To wander. My partner Rachel hates going shopping with me because
I'll love
take
to for wander.
Forever. Yeah. So yeah, I would just kind of like wander grocery stores and kind of like, you know, see things, see the stuff that's on the shelves.
That's really cool.
And kind of like, oh, what about that thing I saw earlier? What if I mixed it with like this like dark bitter chocolate?
My brain does not think like that. That's really cool.
Yeah,
you're a chemist of food.
Have you had to get your head out of that space since? Now you get to go to the grocery store and only think about cooking good stuff.
I know. I guess I haven't gone to the grocery store much lately.
Okay.
Since it ended. I think now I've been shopping like with a objective and then just grab.
Yeah.
Do you miss it?
A little bit. Yeah, a little bit. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed that. I don't know. Okay, this is a stupid comparison, but did you watch The Bear?
Of course.
Yeah.
Yes,
oh,
chef.
The first several episodes of season two, where like what's Sydney's kind of like wandering Chicago, eating and like staring at stuff. Like that was my process, but like for bad food.
I loved the way that they shot that. It felt like what's that chef show where they go around and
Chef's Table?
Chef's Table, right, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
It felt like that, like all the shots of the dishes.
Yeah.
I loved that whole experience of her walking around.
Yeah.
I wish we'd have done a Chef's Table, but with you, where it's like you talking about they show a banana and they're like, yeah, so when I emptied the banana and filled it with tomato sauce, I was thinking, you know, how do I take this tropical fruit but add an Italian zest to it?
I was in the hills.
And then like
a
glamour shot of this banana.
Yes.
Yeah, as it rots from the inside.
Right.
That would
have
been great.
No, I mean, look, you were cooking it up.
Yeah, I was cooking.
People, I wish they could have seen, just from our perspective, like working in this office and looking into the kitchen and just seeing you.
Madness.
Every burner going, like the whole table covered in ingredients, all sorts of shit. And there were days where you'd walk in there and the smell would be, I don't want to say bad. I just want to say a smell you've never smelled before. I'm like, what is that?
I do have to, I'm not the cleanest cook.
I'm not either. That's hard.
I'm very clean.
I'm a chaos.
Okay.
I'm very clean. I do my dishes as things are cooking, and I'm,
I don't know how you do that.
I'm crushing
I don't know how
it.
You do it. I try to do that. I don't know how you do it.
I leave every kitchen a catastrophe.
How do you work?
Chaotically.
Oh, I get stressed.
Yeah. I'm just like, oh, I need to be chopping onions right now, and then and then like drop everything.
You're a mad scientist.
I mean, yeah, maybe.
You are, yeah. Do you have a dish that you think
was
your best dish?
Yeah, something you're proud of.
Well, it's hard because any dish that I'm proud of, I'm also ashamed of.
What do you mean?
Oh, I get it. He's a mad scientist. Well, so the one that's like the one that hits the hardest, like the cat food one, maybe.
Well, the one I always think about is a literal mud pie.
Yeah.
That, I think I was there for that. So aren't there worms in there?
Yeah, it had cockroaches in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I felt bad because that was like Jackie's first episode, right? And she like had to walk away. Yeah. Dude, it was bad. I want to save for the end of this show for us to guess each other's least favorite dish.
Yeah.
So we'll save that for the very end. Because I know mine. I've said it many times.
I know mine.
And I
know Garrett probably knows mine too.
But so literal mud pie was an incredible one. I gotta say, you know, there were some that were so fantastic, like the Infinity Gauntlet. You had some insane ones that
Was with Rachel.
Yeah.
Rachel Evans, yeah.
That was impressive.
The Halloween one, too, where I was the nun and that, like, open glass case with the little shot glass.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I forget what it was.
What was in that shot glass?
It was, like, I think it was bad.
Yeah.
Like an oyster shooter?
No, it was, like, maybe, like, malic acid liquid.
That wasn't the malic acid Bitrex mix.
Oh, no, like but I consistently got your poison. I consistently got Bitrix. I remember my first episode that I ever did, I got Bitrix, and I think it was spaghetti meatballs.
You know what's crazy?
It was awful.
One of the most fascinating things about Eat It or Eat It is how coincidentally some people ended up getting the same thing all the time. Because you mentioned you got Bitrex a lot.
All the time.
I don't think I ever got Bitrex.
Really?
I don't think I ever got it. I mean, let me know in the comments if I did.
It's the worst.
I maybe did.
It is.
But I got malic acid so often.
Yeah.
And it truly was coincidental that I kept landing on the rounds where it showed up. To the point that there were times where there would be a dish and I would look off and I would see you being like, don't take that one. Don't take that one. Because you knew I'm like not going to be affected by it. Yeah. It's like, no, we want someone to get messed up by this.
I wish you told me not to take certain things. I was like, yum.
Next time, if we do a one-off, I'll tell you.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have any that you regret? Do you have any dishes that you made where you're like, oh, God, I went too hard? Or I...
Yeah.
I love it. They're right there. He doesn't even need to think about it.
Well, I mean that's why. I mean, the literal mud pie again. I felt bad for Jackie.
Right.
So yeah, I regretted that. I think there was one that did kind of mess up Damien's stomach a little bit with the Bitrex.
Yeah.
And I think maybe that was the mix of Bitrex and malic acid.
Interesting.
And then some of those early days before we capped the hot chili peppers.
Oh, God.
Put a cap to the hot chili peppers that I could use.
I never experienced that.
Yeah, you missed the early days.
We used to do so much spicy stuff.
Yeah.
That used to be the theme. Do you know how many habanero peppers I've eaten on Smosh Games and Smosh Pit over the years?
How do you do that? Because I feel like I get really like worried. Like I've eaten spice stuff and I feel like I'm gonna die and I'm like, there's no one who's gonna be able to help me.
That's how it feels. Yeah. My first week I had to eat a habanero pepper and do karaoke.
Why did you have to do karaoke?
It was a Summer Games video.
Oh.
I had to, but it was my first time ever eating a whole habanero pepper. Like whole, just you bite into it. And I didn't realize that it's not the spiciness in your mouth that's the problem. It's when it gets down to your stomach and it hurts so
bad. Oh, really?
Bad.
Yeah.
It hurts so much. If you haven't eaten a lot, which I don't think I had, empty stomach, habanero pepper goes in. You cannot stand up straight.
What can you do to calm it?
Well,
milk,
bread,
yogurt, bread.
Yogurt,
I found yogurt works the best.
Yes.
Because it coats your mouth. It's thicker. I remember Noah, he was in the same situation as me that first week. And he decided to try to chug milk. And that resulted in him throwing up so bad.
Wait, really?
Yes, genuinely. It was rough.
See, that's... I would.
No, luckily...
The throw up.
Luckily, since you've... These past couple of years, nobody has actually thrown up. Well, yeah. Yes, Jackie.
Yeah.
But no, on camera, like yeah. It has not really been as much of a thing, and we've gotten better about it.
The throw up is something I'd rather eat something nasty than be next to someone who's throwing
up. Oh, for sure. For sure.
Like, it's terrible.
And luckily on Eat It or Eat It, for the most part, people just spit out their food.
They just spit it out.
That's the idea.
Yeah.
So you don't regret Angela's cat food?
No. Do you regret that? Do you regret that? Do you want to issue any apologies?
I honestly think no, she's not here. I honestly think that it created like a whole other level of the whole other level to the show, actually.
It tastes like a protein that an animal would have, not a human.
All right, this is fried cat food.
I don't think you should regret it because, it, like...
That was the job, man.
I know.
That was what you were tasked with.
Yeah.
I also think that cat food moment, I think, is what kind of established Angela.
I agree. Yes.
You know, I feel like everyone has their moment where it's like the fans are kind of like, whoa.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
I think before then, Angela was... Obviously, people liked her. She's super funny. But I feel like there is a before... The cat food and after the cat food, Angela.
She was You're like, welcome. All right, here we go. Yeah, you definitely.
You're welcome, Angela.
Yeah, you started her career.
Garrett made you a star, Angela.
You better thank him. Thank him.
The cat food moment is probably, that could be a top three moment for
me. Yeah.
It's cat food for me. It's the first malic acid moment.
Yeah.
When Mythical Chef Josh. When Josh then takes a bite, after I took a bite.
That wasn't the first malic acid moment.
Was it not the first
malic acid?
No. No, no, no. Oh, yeah, the first
it's
one is...
one of my favorites.
The first, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to tell it from your perspective? Because I would have been terrified if I were you.
It was the first, like, full chaos moment on Eat It or Eat It that I can remember. And it's Olivia. There's a bowl full of cashews. They look like they're salted cashews. They're not salted.
Oh, my God.
It's malic acid.
You're a nightmare.
And she takes it, dumps the whole thing in her mouth.
Went hard.
And then just, like, jumps up, sprays them everywhere, screams. Everybody's like, what is going on? Yeah. What has happened? And I was like, oh, no.
Oh! Oh, my God!
Oh! I got my app!
Stop!
I didn't know because I didn't know it was malic acid. I didn't know what it was. And at the time, they looked like salted cashews.
Yeah.
But Olivia starts acting like she's dying. And I mean, truly,
no.
Everyone got scared.
I'm scared now.
And after a moment, then her reaction turned into more something like where it was like, okay, you're okay.
Yeah.
You're just having an extreme, you're also leaning into it, you know. Olivia does a great job of that. She does that. Then Keith also did a bunch, and he had the same exact reaction. We don't realize it's sour. We just know they're having an extreme reaction to this and freaking out.
Is that where Keith takes off his shirt, I think?
He might have. It was nuts.
running.
It was
all
literal
fine,
nuts.
And then he's like, I'm going
to
take off my
shirt. And I remember it getting offered to me, and thankfully I go, no, I'm not touching that shit.
Obviously not.
That was the first time malic acid happened. You explained it, and it was like, holy shit. So then we have a couple episodes later, I get served a burger. And I take a huge bite of it.
Ew. Yeah.
And I'm eating it. And I'm like, something tastes off about it, but I'm like, it's a burger, it's fine. And you look flabbergasted.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I swear to God. Oh, is it good?
Don't keep going from the edges, really get in there.
Oh.
It was good at first and something's happening.
Garrett's looking at me and he's like, take another bite. And they're like talking to each other. The producers are like, what's going on? Like, what's happening? And I'm sitting there eating it. I'm like, I know something's supposed to be wrong. If something's gross, I don't know if this ruins it for people. If something's gross And I take a bite of it and I'm like, it's not that gross to me. I'll still play it up because I'm like, it's still gross and I'll like lean in.
Yeah,
I'm not trying to hold it in. I'm going to make a show of it. I genuinely am like, I think this maybe is good. I'm enjoying this. And then I set it down. I'm talking about it. Mythical Chef Josh is there. And I've seen this dude eat so much bullshit.
Yeah.
I went on one of his shows once and he made me eat an entire tarantula.
Yeah.
No. No.
100%.
No, I will not do bugs.
100
no.
whole tarantula.
No. Nope.
And I had to eat it and he did it. He did it. No reaction from Trevor or from Josh. Josh is fine.
Yeah.
He's a tank. But he takes a bite of this burger and I'm sitting there I'm eating it. I'm like, this is fine. He takes a bite and he immediately spits it out and freaks out too.
Can we just keep rolling until you vomit?
Oh, did you take a bite? You took a bite of the...
No. That is just straight up, like a warhead. It's like biting into a warhead, dude. You what is your mouth experience?
It just feels...
I can't even... Oh, my God.
It took him like 8 bites to get there. Oh, my God. What's wrong with you?
Same type of...
What is wrong with you?
Same type of reaction as Olivia, where he's like, this is the worst thing ever.
So what is wrong with you?
So that's where we coined the term grave mouth.
Yeah.
Because I do not have the same thing as everyone with sour, which was also a cool thing about the show is how different everyone's palates are.
Yeah.
Are you okay?
I think so.
Are you sick?
I loved, so I think the honest explanation is I loved sour candy as a kid. And I was popping Warheads like they were Skittles.
I did love sour candy, too. I loved Warheads, the blue ones.
Oh.
The blue ones were the worst.
Yeah. Oh, man, I love
it. But still, malic acid? Yeah. Absolutely not, man.
Well, it's super intense, but I don't know. It doesn't...
another grave mouth. Chance, right?
Yeah, what was Chance's?
I think malic acid.
Oh, malic acid.
Yeah.
Some people just can handle sour stuff.
Yeah.
But everyone's different because Damien could handle salty things really well. And I always remember that Damien would get certain dishes that were intended to be bad and he would be like, this is good.
So wait, if you knew the people who kind of had grave mouth, how did you get around that and give them something that would F them over?
I mean, well, it was just grave mouth for malic acid.
Yeah.
I still found plenty of other ways to get to Shane.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Like, what was the biggest one?
Oh, I mean, I'm not.
Well,
I,
yeah,
we're. I'm not going to tell
you. Oh yeah,
because I know, wait. And you know.
Yeah. No.
So, it truly got me.
It's all a blur.
But you think about it. There's really only a couple avenues you can go. You know, there's bitter, there's sour, there's salty.
Yes.
It's like you kind of.
I was trying to find more like funk. Like a bad funk, like rotten, it got harder and harder to do the research, but like, you know, I think there was one time, I think there was one thing I was proud of, but it never got the reaction and it never like, I don't think I quite hit it. I think I did a plate of poop and pee.
What?
So I eventually got him. I just shit on a plate and handed it to him.
Wow, you really ran out of ideas.
Yeah. There was a meme in Who Memed It of Eat It or Eat It, yeah, literal shit.
Yeah.
And it's so funny.
Wait,
But it was fake. It was fake.
So I was trying to find,
obviously.
I was doing research on the flavor profiles
of poop and pee.
You had to figure out
what poop and pee tastes like.
And then trying to find things that kind of make that. I think the pee kind of people didn't like it and it kind of hit that. It was and I put it in a little like pee cup. Yeah,
you're sick.
Yeah.
I want to see your search history over the last
years.
Poop pee make people sick.
I'm very glad that I have no idea what that stuff tastes like.
Wait,
I'm sitting here, I'm like,
never drank pee or poop?
What the fuck, Amanda?
Every year I do it.
Get out.
Just the reset.
Get out.
No, but I
everything
haven't.
Tastes better from there.
I haven't, but don't you hear that survival guy that people, if you...
Yeah, Bear Grylls.
I've seen Bear Grylls drink his own pee.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, so the poo and the pee, what was the closest flavor profiles?
I was trying to remember, kind of like that uric acid.
Okay.
So it was like a little acidic and a little like salty.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Cool.
Yeah. And then poop, like a earthy, rotten funk.
That's the
Alina's just like, no, thank you. This reminds me, though.
Yeah.
One of probably my personal favorite moment on Eat It or Yeet It was early on, and a dish comes up, and it's a plate of shit. It's it looks like a dog turd. And I immediately hit the bell because I'm just like, there's no way this is what it looks like. There's no way. But everyone else was like, oh, God, Shane, good luck. I take a spoon, I dig into this shit, and I take a bite, and I sit there, and I go, hell yes, this is chocolate and graham crackers. And it was so delicious. Yeah. It was actually really good.
Yeah.
And I was so happy because I was like, that to me was what I wanted out of this show. And so, like, it could have ended there, and I'd have been like, this is a success. I was so happy. I was so happy in that moment. That moment, my favorite.
Would you say then that Shane is, like, the biggest champ of Eat It or Yeet It? Because I feel like
I think he was on the most episodes.
I was on the most episodes. I don't know if I'm the biggest champ, though.
Would it define champ?
Like, who...
I think who tolerated the most.
Who tolerated the most?
Because
I feel like you've tolerated a lot.
Yeah, I feel
Damien?
Like... Damien? Okay. There's different
but
types
that's
of
a
champs.
Different, yeah.
Who can handle the most? Damien.
Yeah.
It became known, like, there's just not much that grosses him out food-wise. And I've known that about Damien a long time. He's a very adventurous eater. Like, he'll be interested in something different. If something is gross to him, it's not gross. It's oh, I've never tasted this before. I really respect him for it. But it made that show tough because you want to get that reaction. Damien's not going to... You're not going to get it because he just isn't affected. But some people who I think Olivia,
Olivia
always ended up with the big bite, man.
And she was always it's good. She
was
surprised
like
me.
Yeah.
Olivia also is one of those people that she and I have kind of opposite palates in a lot of ways because what grosses her out doesn't gross me out. And I remember this is before Eat It or Yeet It, but I remember finding out like the first time I had natto and I couldn't do it. The texture and everything. I was like, it's like beans.
Fermented
it's like fermented
soybeans.
Fermented soybeans. And for a lot of people, they love it.
Yeah, I really like it.
But for me, I was like, my palate just isn't suited for this. And so it just is so, I want to like it. It looks good. I can't handle it. But then like malic acid just destroys Olivia. And so it's fascinating to me that I'm like, people taste things differently.
And the one thing Olivia refused to eat, she paid Keith to eat it.
How much?
Like $5. It was just a donut and a cup of water.
Fun.
Ew.
I know.
That's the thing.
Well, there's also texture people.
Texture. I'm a texture person big time.
Some textures can be rough, but I would say overall.
Like the clear episode. Remember when you did everything was clear? That was very rough for me because it was so slippery and slimy like... This texture is grossing me out. I'm such a texture person.
This episode is brought to you by MeUndies. You know, the thing about being a guy is we're pretty much stuck with what we've got appearance-wise. You know, male makeup. What to go along with my powdered wig, you know? A pec push-up bra? I actually probably could use that. But what would the bros say, you know? Meggings that accentuate the caboose? Dude, there's kids out there. Finally, MeUndies is unveiling their latest gift to help men feel big. The contoured pouch and ball caddy. The micromodal sling keeps things separated and lifted. 9 out of 10 women swear the sophisticated brief technology will make you look huge. And that's all that matters, right?
It is all that matters. It's all I care about.
That's what I hear people saying, you know?
No, it's true.
And I will say, I put on these MeUndies, I looked in the mirror, and I was like, oh! Whoa!
Yeah.
It's there it is!
You're wearing them today, I can tell. You know what's great? MeUndies has unmatched comfort. It's like a hug from a sweater. It is soft. It's warm. It's dependable. And the great thing is that if you don't like your first pair of MeUndies, it's on MeUndies. You can return it and they'll pay you back. Good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/SmoshMouth. That's MeUndies.com/SmoshMouth for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
Back to the show.
Here we go.
Do you prefer liquids or solids on Eat It or Yeet It? Because that's a real thing for me. I passed on every liquid.
You know what? I think I would prefer liquid over solids because like all the meats, like mystery meat and burgers and all that stuff makes me like that gross city. But like drinks, I feel like I got a lot of drinks. Yeah. I feel like I was like, I'll go for that. I don't know what it is because it'll go down quicker. Whereas
I'm the opposite. Ugh. I'm the opposite because for me, like if you have a solid, you put it in your mouth and you're like, this is gross. It's not like everywhere.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Can kind of spit it out easily. No. There's a, more of like a, there's less commitment with a solid, strangely. Whereas a liquid, you drink it, it's in there.
Yeah,
there's not much you can do.
Yeah.
The liquids are, I think the ceiling for how gross a liquid can be, far more than a solid.
I agree, but for some reason I can do a liquid. Maybe it's all the years of taking horrible shots in college. disgusting shots in college where it was like, you guys want to do what's the peppermint one?
Peppermint schnapps.
No, the Rumpel mints.
What?
Do you guys remember Rumpel mints?
No,
I didn't.
I'm born in a town.
I'm not. Yeah. We weren't in Boston.
Little men called Rumpel mints. Rumpel mints is nasty city, but we would take it.
Yeah,
that sounds awful.
So maybe it was like I'm just used to it. It's like tequila shots, but. So you're a mad scientist. You were on Eat It or Eat It. Uh-huh. You were the host of Eat It or Eat It. Do you ever get recognized on the street?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, a lot.
Wow.
Oh my God, a lot. Talk to me. What do they say? Do they say Garrett from Eat It or Eat It?
Do people yell Eat It or Eat It at you?
Nobody yells Eat It or Yeet It at me.
Okay.
But yeah, I've gotten all sorts of reactions. Yeah. It was hard at first. But,
yeah,
it was hard.
Well, for me, I don't know, like to be recognized. That was uncomfortable. It was anxiety inducing. And like a few times, because it's, I mean, I don't know, like there was somebody who once kind of got a little overexcited, had like a little like maybe breakdown. And then like everybody else was like, who is this guy? You know, I'm like, yeah, I'm not.
It is a weird thing because when we get recognized by people who like love Smosh, it's so cool.
Yeah.
But most people, I don't look like a celebrity. Like I just look like some guy, especially when I'm out and about. Yeah. So other people are like, what the fuck is special about this dude? I'm like, there's really nothing special. Like, I don't know.
What are you guys talking about? You guys are special.
Thank you. I will say, lately, it's been very good. Like a lot of the people that recognize me are very nice about it. And they're like very like, hey, I don't mean to bother you. Just like really love your show.
Sweet.
You know, nice to meet you. And then
that's perfect.
Yeah,
that's perfect.
It's very like, you know, sweet. You
that's
know, sometimes
really sweet.
A photo, but like, yeah, it's you know, like that's a great way to do it.
Yeah, I've learned from being on this side of getting recognized out in public, the best thing, and this is what I would do if I recognized a celebrity who like I'm a fan of, is talking about their work. That's like the best thing because it's like, oh, I'm a fan of what you do. I'm a fan of this thing you created. It's so much easier for them to kind of talk about it, react, and it makes a fun moment. And then you're just like, all right, great, see ya. So, you know, because when people are like, I'm a fan of you, I'm like, I'm not that cool. Like, you know, but.
Stop. You guys are cool.
Okay.
My book.
Okay.
Okay. So you also love to travel.
Yes.
Right? You probably don't get recognized when you travel. Maybe you do.
In America, I do.
Airports.
Maybe. Yeah, I think I've been recognized at the airport.
He's gonna yeet it. Like, get him!
Yeet it or yeet it.
Tackle the TSA.
The detectives are talking to you, and they're like, "Okay, so what was he talking about there? What are you gonna yeet?" Do you never gotten recognized in other countries?
Not really. Well, because like. I guess since I've been doing Eat It or Yeet It, I haven't done any crazy travel too much. Like, I'm trying to think in, like, Japan or Europe, Ethiopia, no, nobody, you know.
Where's the last place that you went?
Japan, not this last Christmas, but the Christmas before. I'm trying to remember, did I get recognized there? It's possible. I don't remember now.
Would you say that? Okay. Would you say that Japan is like the craziest place you've ever traveled to?
No.
Where is it?
What's the most fascinating place you've ever been? Where you're like, a place you've been that most people haven't?
I would say a few places.
Okay.
Timbuktu. I was working a music festival in Timbuktu, and I really, it was like this musician I loved, like, his festival, even though he had passed, Ali Farkature, and like Tinari when played, like a bunch of like Malian, Saharan kind of bands.
Wow.
But so I'd always wanted to go to this festival. Thankfully, I did, because like the day after I left Timbuktu, Al Qaeda invaded and like the festival is no more. But
whoa.
just casually dropping, like, yeah, so I got out before, got real bad.
Shane and I are like, Italy. Yeah. Florida.
I want to go back to Toronto.
I mean,
how old were you when this happened?
32.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it was not years the ago. Best idea. Wasn't it? Yeah, no, actually, it
Damn.
Was.
Just kidding.
Damn. Yeah.
Just kidding.
Yeah. 2012.
Okay, great.
The year it was supposed to end. Everything, yeah. The world was
supposed to end. Is that Y2K?
No, Y2K was 2000.
Yeah. Don't start with me.
This was the
you don't know your apocalypses that
the Mayan calendar.
I don't like apocalypses.
Well,
I don't
it didn't.
Like.
Well, good news. Yeah. It didn't happen.
It didn't.
Yeah.
2012 was uneventful.
Where's my wallet keys. Okay.
The Mayans just didn't finish their calendar.
Oh.
They were just like, we're not going to get.
Yeah.
We're not going that far.
Okay.
They're like, nothing interesting is going to happen after 2012. All right.
The one that I think is accessible. Maybe not right now. I'll give it a little second. But Beirut. I loved Beirut. I spent 3 months there.
Whoa.
Traveled all around Lebanon. I love Beirut.
Lebanon.
Wow.
Yeah.
So cool.
It's really cool.
Food's incredible.
Food is incredible. And as a vegetarian, it was so much easier to eat in Beirut than compared to like Timbuktu.
Interesting. That's something I don't know of, like what countries are more vegetarian or where there's more vegetarian options. Because I've heard some people talk about traveling to some places. It's like impossible.
Yeah.
Specifically like the American South, I feel like it's probably hard.
Yeah. That was, we shot that day jobs peanut farmers in Georgia in the middle of nowhere. And there were days I was just like, oh, okay, my lunch today is like a couple fried vegetables and a piece of white bread.
Like, oh my God.
They're like, this is all we could get you.
Okay, so Timbuktu was also hard for
Timbuktu
vegetarian.
Was hard because in Bamako, I could find some veggie foods. I could eat, you know, I'd eat eggs and on baguettes, you know, mostly.
Okay.
Timbuktu, they'd give me this really greasy cabbage over couscous that was full of sand. Because it was in the Sahara, so got like it. Sand is in everything. But
wow,
that was all that. I mean, and there are times I do eat meat. Like I was, you know, went with a friend to a village in Mali, and they gave me a bowl of their prized chicken livers. And you know, I'm not gonna say no to that.
Right.
So wow.
I ate that, and then in the Balkans, there was nothing except for like. Sausages. Mm-hmm. So I would eat a lot of sausages.
Okay. So in times of need, you would
yes.
eat meat.
Yeah. I prefer not to. And we'll just say the hostel in the Balkans was not a friendly place for the other people staying there at night. It gives you bad gas. If you have eaten meat in a long time, you don't have the enzymes to digest
right.
it.
So, I've heard about that.
Yeah.
I remember the first time someone talking about like eating red meat when you don't.
Yeah. When you
and
don't.
It's devastating.
It is rough.
Because, your body kind of adapts.
Yeah.
It's rough for you and everyone else around you.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Stinky.
Stinky.
So people weren't a fan of you.
How long have you been vegetarian?
32 years.
I respect it, man.
2012.
I respect everyone who's vegetarian or vegan. Like,
yeah.
I tell myself, I'm like, okay, someday I want to do that. because I do think it's right, but it's tough, man.
I think it's not for everybody. I think it's like, you know, definitely, you know, I think everybody should cut back on their meat.
I think so.
But I don't think everybody should.
Yeah, 100%.
I struggle. Yeah. I feel like I would struggle giving up fish.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I grew up on so much fish that I would struggle with that.
I have cut back. I don't eat red meat hardly, like, ever, I feel like. But
I think in America, like, so many people eat red meat, too much red meat. But mm-hmm. the rest of the world, like,
I agree.
Doesn't eat as much red meat as we do.
Yeah.
So I think it's
So is there a great place other than Beirut for vegetarian food?
Yeah, so like Beirut, while not like, you know, they don't necessarily understand vegetarianism, there's so many good veggie options.
Amazing.
India, of course.
Yeah.
India.
I ate so well. India was so good.
Cuz you also like spice too.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And like India, it would be like, when I first got there and there was this one restaurant I was going to, and like the first time I went, it was like, oh, what do I get? Oh, each thing's like 75 cents. So I should probably get like a few things. No, each one was a meal.
Holy crap.
And they were all so, it was all so good. So every time I went, I was eating three meals each time.
Oh my
Just
God.
Like,
oh God.
Because it was so nice. Good and I couldn't decide, so I just would get it all and just stuff myself.
That's incredible. Do you have a place where you're like, that was my favorite food ever? Like, on your trip, you're just like, this is heaven.
Yeah, there was this hummus place I would go to in Beirut, and I don't know the name of the place, ooh. But it was just like, hummus. Just the perfect creamy, fluffy hummus with like veggies around it and pita and like mint leaves and... Oh, it was so good.
You mentioned Ethiopia earlier.
Yeah.
I've never had Ethiopian food, but whenever I see it,
it's great.
I'm like, I'm like, how do you go about eating this? Because it's like all on that one,
yeah,
like
injera
with your hand.
Yeah.
It's so good. It's like so spongy. Great.
Yeah.
Mm. I love Ethiopian food. Where I went to college, there was a bunch of Ethiopian food.
Really?
Western Massachusetts.
Oh, really?
Had so much Ethiopian food.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was amazing. We had a lot of good restaurants in Western Massachusetts, which sounds like we wouldn't.
I know.
We weirdly
like,
did.
I think of like the Berkshires and like there's nothing else.
It was so good.
Yeah.
What's the most unique food that you've tried that you're like, whoa?
Yeah, something that you think nobody else has had.
Nobody else has had?
Or just most people, like, if you're I ate this thing.
I mean, well, okay, this may not be totally answering the question, but...
hey, you won't get in trouble.
There was like a restaurant I went to last year where there were two dishes that I was like, I've never experienced this before. And it was this restaurant, Khan, in Portland. It just got James Beard Best New Restaurant
Portland,
in
Oregon.
America. Yeah.
Best After all these restaurant. Countries, you're like, well, in Portland.
Yeah, I know.
I know. I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah, I know. It's this chef I really love, Chef Gregory. He's been on Top Chef a few times.
No last name. Love it.
He's like Beyonce.
Yeah.
It's Gregory.
Chef Gregory. it's a Haitian restaurant.
Cool.
And there were two dishes that just like I'd never experienced anything like it. One was like just this berry salad with smoked dehydrated coconut crumbles. And then this dessert that was a smoked corn pudding made entire, like they used the whole corn. It went through like eight different steps to make.
Don't worry, we used the whole corn.
What? Smoked.
And then ginger ice and popped sorghum on top.
Popped like, what?
Sorghum.
I don't know what any of this is, but it sounds good.
I don't know what sorghum is.
It was, it's a grain.
Okay.
It's a grain. But I guess you can pop it like popcorn. And
what?
It was just like the textures of all of that and the flavors, just like we all kind of sat around, like, you know, it was like one of those moments where, I don't know, I've had several eating experiences where like we're chatting, dead silent.
Yeah. Just like, that's when you know it's good.
Yeah. And it was just all kind of like, what is going on? And then there were some deep meals in Japan that I had that were like kind of that next level. There was, oh, what was it? We went to a the old school ryokan and had an omakase kind of meal.
Cool.
Which is like bunch of little plates coming at you like throughout the whole
my
meal.
My favorite.
Oh, yeah.
The best. I love long, like 3 to 4 hours little meals.
Yeah.
Just and give there me a little bit at a time. A
little bit.
Yeah. And like some of the raw egg stuff was like just next
raw
level.
Egg.
Just like well, you, in Japan you can eat raw egg totally fine.
It's, no, I remember doing that. Yeah. I would get like a beef bowl with rice and stuff and they give you an egg. And I would just crack it on top of it and mix it. And it was actually
so good.
I don't
know how I feel about that.
Well, it's because our eggs are shitty.
Yep.
Oh.
We have shitty eggs.
We have shitty eggs.
Eggs.
Well, it's because of our farm.
We have shitty
our
eggs.
Factory
shit
farming
eggs.
Means
shit
our stuff
eggs.
Isn't as good.
Shit eggs.
We have shit eggs over here.
I've never been to Japan, so.
It's dope. Great. It's really cool.
Really cool.
I'm trying to think of any other unique foods.
Are there? So have you been to every continent?
I've been to 5. I've yet to go to Antarctica.
Like how we both.
I'm like
Amanda and I both had the moment of
Portland, Georgia.
I know how many continents there are.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I just learned how many weeks there are in a year.
Yeah, 52. So,
52.
Okay. I was asking it more rhetorically.
Listen,
can you believe it feels like we should have more? We can keep the same amount of months. Let's just add more weeks.
He's getting into music, so
things are changing. I'm also finally listening to music. I'm becoming what some people call a human.
A human. He googled music and he's on his way.
Yep.
Well, did he Google how to be a human first? And then
I don't think he's gotten to that step.
Okay. Yeah, that's next.
What music are you getting into?
I'm currently next up because I slacked a little bit. Oh. Next up, I'm going to listen to Boy Genius.
Oh, amazing! Sweeped the Grammys.
Yeah,
Phoebe Bridgers.
Yeah, I'm just like, all right, that's next. Yeah.
If someone actually posted a picture of Boy Genius and said, "Look, it's Amanda, Angela, and Courtney," have you seen it?
Frick, yeah.
And I'll show you a picture when we're done. Okay, and you're going to be like, oh my god. Kinda.
Yeah.
Kinda.
There's, yeah. But anyways. So I'm listening to music, and I'm learning about time.
He's listening to music, and you've been to 5 continents.
So
you've been to 5 continents.
Yeah. I need to go to Antarctica and South America.
I've never been to South America.
No, South America.
That's where I've been quite a bit.
It's our next trip. We're planning to go to Colombia at some point.
Cool.
Colombia.
Oh, you'll love that, because you love coffee.
Yes. Love
Hell yeah.
Colombia.
Yeah.
Can't wait to drink. I mean, Colombia's coffees are really doing well right now.
Yeah.
Really strong.
Colombia coffee is delicious. My
geishas there.
My husband's best friend is from Colombia and he just brought us back beans.
Ooh.
And I've been having it for about the last week.
Yeah. Jealous.
So literally he'll grind it up and put it in a jar and I'm like, what's that? I can smell it. It's so delicious.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're going to South America. That's your next. So is it just Colombia that you're going to or anywhere?
Yeah, for this. I mean, probably. Like, there's so many places we want to go, but we're like, Colombia feels like the one we could do in, 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to, I don't know. I feel like if I were to go to Argentina or Chile, I'd want to spend months.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
I went to Bolivia, I spent 3 months.
Wow.
That's wild.
Because it felt like that was the right time. Bolivia was the craziest experience of my life.
Yeah.
It was very dangerous, but
What was so crazy about it?
Well, it's just, I worked at an animal refuge.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, and it was wild.
Oh, I remember this story.
Yeah.
From 2 Truths, 1 Lie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, I got attacked by an animal.
What animal?
Bolivia. Tejon. Kawari in English. It looks like a really fucked up raccoon.
It looks like one of the animatronics from Five Nights at Freddy's.
With fangs. Anyways, we'll get into that one time. Maybe when you interrogate me.
Oh.
Because Bolivia was an experience. Yes. I was young and I went with my little sister.
Oh, that's
and
cool.
And it was just us.
Yeah.
And she got so sick that I thought she was going to die.
Yeah.
It was wild.
Yeah.
But it was gorgeous. Stunning.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I bet. I've only Central America. It's Central America, right?
Central America, no.
Bolivia, isn't it?
I don't know.
It's South America.
It is. It's South America.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was like,
wow, Garrett. Wow.
Central America isn't Central America.
It's like Panama.
No. Peru is also South America.
Yes. Peru is South America.
Central America is what? Panama.
Panama. Honduras.
Mexico.
Mexico.
Yeah.
Guatemala.
Belize.
Salvador.
Belize.
Belize. Belize is what I was thinking of.
Belize
is what I was thinking of.
See, I'm not good with this geography. I'm not.
I
well,
wish
next
I was,
we'll
I was good. I was good.
It's okay.
So Antarctica, South America, what was the third?
I don't know, just those two.
Oh, just
there
those
are
two?
Only seven.
Shit.
God dang it.
52.
No, you forgot about the other one.
Texas.
You forgot about Texas. Okay, are you going to go to Antarctica?
I mean, I want to, but it's I don't know.
Food there is not good.
I don't think there's food there.
I don't think there's any food. You gotta eat ice.
There isn't. Yeah. No. I feel like it would just be to cross it off the list.
Yeah.
And to see
for sure.
Some cool stuff.
Some penguins.
I mean, it looks amazing.
No, it does.
You'd have to have like the right gear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I wouldn't just go. Although
you go
I've
in
done,
shorts and a t-shirt, you're like, I'll buy it there
all right.
at the like, shop.
I'll buy a parka when I get there.
Like, you have to go on a tour.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I once, like, traveled to, like, the Arctic Circle without planning.
Oh, God.
And,
what?
Yeah, it was stupid. And
I just drove up there, wanted to see Santa.
Yeah, no.
It was in the north of Iceland, and I showed up, and all the hotels were closed. And I was like, okay, there are times I need to plan.
Yeah.
Like, I eventually, there was, like, one cafe open, and they knew a hotel owner who, like, opened up a room for me.
Oh,
like,
my God.
By the end of the
That's
night.
That's scary.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was
God.
Like, I don't know how I'm going to do this. I don't know what I'm going to do, but, I've learned.
Okay.
From my mistakes.
So, bring a jacket.
Okay. Yeah, I was just, like, t-shirt and short, you know, I had a jacket, but it was still...
You're crazy, man.
I'm crazy.
You've traveled a lot.
Yeah.
So you mentioned Colombia. You mentioned coffee.
Yes.
And I wanted to take this episode, Garrett, to formally apologize to you. You know well that several years ago, you texted me one day inviting me to your coffee club that you have on the weekends where you and friends, fans of coffee, get together. Uh-huh. You make coffee. You talk about coffee. I responded saying, I'm not available that day, which was true. I was very interested in this coffee club.
He was so busy. I guess.
But then there was a Try Not to Laugh episode, and I did an impression of you. I made the impression me inviting someone to that coffee club just as the bit. I didn't mean it to
Big
be mean.
Mistake.
I was just saying like that's a Garrett thing.
I will say I was the one that then put in the edit notes to add that text that you. So I sent the text to the editor.
Yeah.
To so you know.
Yes. But I felt very bad about it. I didn't mean it to be mean. And I genuinely was interested in the coffee club, but I understand if I will never be invited again.
Yeah, I think you're out.
Are you? We are meeting this Saturday.
Oh my God. Put him on the spot.
To go, it's now become coffee and European football.
Okay, and, that's cool.
Okay, you got him. There's sports.
We have a goal. I want to test out a method of cold blooming coffee where you do the bloom of the coffee at 122 degrees and then the rest of the coffee at 200 or 205 degrees. So we are meeting this Saturday to watch soccer and do this cold blooming method if you are...
I am legitimately out of town. I am not kidding, Garrett.
Bring
I am
up his
out
calendar.
Of town.
Bring up his
I'm
calendar.
I'm out of town this weekend, but keep letting me know, and I will show up. I will show up, I promise.
Garrett.
When I'm not out of town.
Just drop him.
I'm out of town.
Drop his ass.
Okay. I'm sorry. No, that sounds great. I love European football and also coffee.
Garrett, is he forgiven?
You don't have to, Garrett. You don't have to.
You know what? No. Shane, I forgive you.
Oh.
It's not for everybody.
Okay.
And even if it was, not all of us have the schedule.
Okay, wow.
You know, the end, like...
This feels like a sorry
butt. Well, and you never you were legitimately busy that day.
And you're legitimately, I guess, busy this week.
In comedy, you know, I operate best when I am the butt of a joke.
Okay.
I mean, for his funeral, I was a barista making fun of Coffee Club. Yeah. So I kind of went really hard. I wasn't even invited, and I was like, fuck this.
Thank you, Garrett.
You're welcome.
So glad that's over. So cringy for me. That was really hard.
That was awful.
What am I doing Saturday?
Yeah, you want to watch football?
Oh, yeah, Amanda. Are you interested?
What time? Oh, no. This feels like a pity hang.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm going to say I don't know yet.
Okay, fair.
Because I'm under the spotlight.
Yeah. But listen, you like coffee.
I'm obsessed with coffee.
Oh,
and so, I'm so, starting so, to do so. A pour over right now. With
Oh,
coffee.
What are you using?
Oh.
I have these two Japanese reusable filters. They look like little mountains. I forget what they're called. They have like little yellow on them. You can reuse them over time. And to clean them out, you boil them in hot water. They're okay. Awesome.
Cool. Yeah.
And so we grind our coffee. We do it on 205.
What are you grinding with?
I don't
know. Okay. That's like fair. That's fine.
I don't know what it's called.
Burr grinder, at least?
Burr?
Electric grinder?
Yeah, electric grinder. Okay. Is that burr?
Well, we'll talk.
Is burr grinder the...
Garrett's an expert.
Yeah, I would love to know the grinder.
Well, there's burr and blade, and you don't want blade.
What's burr?
Burr is like, it's like there's a conical burr and it's like grinding. And blade is very obvious. It's like two blades and it's like spins around and like does an uneven grind and burns the coffee as it grinds.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't fucking
know
that.
I know.
I might not have the right... I might not have the right one.
If you're listening to this.
I mean, ultimately, if you like it, you like it.
No. If that's you're listening to this.
If you like your shitty coffee, then that's
okay. If you're listening to this, there's two grinders. There's a burr.
Uh-huh.
And there's blades.
And a blade.
And a blade.
Yes.
Don't get the blade. And I'm going to check today.
Okay.
To make sure I don't have
Let
the blade. Wow.
Yeah.
Can't wait to tell my husband. Be like, we've been burning our coffee.
I know.
We forgot to mention the ultimate hero. Is Danny.
Oh, yes.
I completely neglected to mention Danny.
Danny is Garrett's dog.
Yeah.
Yes. Incredible dog.
I love him.
Only a young dog, but does not
old
look.
Old soul.
Four and a half.
Young
old.
Soul.
Four and a half.
Old
105 soul.
Yes.
The best dog. I look, this might offend some of our cast members and crew, but I think Danny might be my favorite Smosh dog.
Ooh,
and that's high praise because I love all the dogs here at Smosh.
Take that, Winnie.
Every dog is incredible.
I do.
They're
love
all
Winnie.
So sweet. But Danny was just the most unique dog I've ever seen. I was just like, Danny, what? And he would get into trash.
Yeah. He would get into
trash.
He would sing. You'd go, Danny. And he'd go, woo.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was a singer. He was a trash man.
Yeah. And you should see him at the dog park. He books it, goes wild.
Really?
It's great, yeah.
Oh, I feel like Danny's the type that loves every other dog.
Yes, he does.
Danny just zero hate in
Danny's
that dog's
an angel.
Heart.
He is developed.
What does he hate?
Dogs that with black and brown markings on them.
Interesting.
He will go in just wild. He just gets like a little bad.
Huh.
I don't know what's happened.
I've always
been in the last 6 months.
That's always fascinating to me because like I had a dog growing up that occasionally just some dogs, he was just like, I don't fucking like you.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, what is it?
Yeah.
How, what is
dogs
it about
do that
dog?
It smells, it's, yeah. Breeds, some breeds, they just do not
My
mesh.
Dog, it was just sometimes just he saw a dog, he was just like, I don't like you.
You used to own a dog?
I had two dogs growing up.
I didn't know that.
Two Australian Shepherds.
Huh.
Where
were
their names?
They were Shiloh and Jack. One of them just did not like other dogs sometimes.
Wow. Yeah.
That's just how it is. But that's how it just, dogs are weird.
That's how it is.
Happens. It just happens.
Okay.
Well, I think it's time for us to reveal.
Yeah.
What?
So we do our little end segment, sometimes called Smart Mouth, but we've held back on our least favorite dishes from Eater Eater.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yes.
I'm going to guess Shane's, although I don't know how I'm going to guess. So
if you can just guess what the ingredient,
like
some aspect of ingredient.
Well, you kind of gave me some clues.
It was early on. It was before you were in Eat It or Eat It.
Okay, so you have grave mouth. So sour, which is malic acid, and
I know.
Yeah. And Bitrix maybe.
I know.
Okay.
Bitrix.
No.
And liquid. You hate liquid. You hate liquid, and you don't like the color green. You don't like the color green.
I'll let you guess, then I'll let Garrett guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I'm feeling like it was liquidy. It was maybe the color green, and there was some nasty, maybe some Bitrix in it, and you thought it maybe was like a juice or something.
Okay.
That's my guess.
Okay. Garrett? Garrett, do you know what it was?
The peanut butter, chocolate peanut butter cups full of fermented fish paste.
Wow. I was very close.
You nailed yes. it. You absolutely nailed
it. Not a liquid, not green.
That it was, is horrible, it
was truly horrendous. Props to you because I did not know what I was in for. They looked like regular Reese's cups. And you guys told me to pop three of them. And so I
don't listen to them.
Three
ever.
Of them into my mouth. And I that was the closest I've been to on camera having a horrible time. Like, that was very close.
Three, two, one.
Oh, God. This is
good. Oh, hot damn. Hmm. It's always a great response.
Confusion.
Oh no. Get it out. Yeah. What is that?
Oh, come on, just a little longer.
He's turning red.
Keep chewing.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
I legitimately just nearly actually threw up.
Very close. But I escaped. And it was rough.
Wow.
It was really rough. Nothing came close to that.
Okay.
Truly. Bravo, Garrett. That was
Thank
your
you. That
was,
yeah, that's
I have
word.
One
that
nothing came close to.
Okay.
I have a guess.
Okay.
I think there's a guess.
Let's see. Okay, so I don't think it's... You mentioned Bitrix stuff. I think yours... I'm going to say yours was some sort of meat thing. And I'm trying to remember... It's just so many episodes. I want to say it was like... there was some sort of slimy meat aspect to this. That's I know it's vague, but that's what
okay,
I'm
okay. That's Shane's guess.
My guess
I
is
I know you know.
The yogurt cup with real tuna on the bottom.
Yes.
Three, two, one.
If I think about it, I'll throw up.
You did it.
So it was yogurt with tuna?
It was Icelandic blueberry yogurt.
Okay.
With tuna.
Instead of the blueberries
in there.
That doesn't sound so bad.
Here's one thing you need to know about me.
Okay.
I despise tuna. It's the only thing I hate in this entire world. I don't like chicken of the sea tuna. I don't like that shit.
Okay.
I don't like the canned tuna. The smell of it makes me want to throw up. Okay. Tuna salad sandwiches. Here's the thing. I can have raw tuna. Yum, yum, yum. Fine with that. But tuna fish? Yuck.
So you like tuna sushi?
Yeah. And it was in yogurt. It was disgusting. It was like dairy fermented sour with the tuna. That I felt physically ill. And then they put out like a, hey, here's eat it or eat it. What things do you not want? And I was like, tuna, never again. Bugs, never again. So that was my worst.
Wow.
There we go.
I wouldn't have guessed that.
Well, I guess.
That sounds very tame.
Yeah.
That sounds not that bad.
Well, I'm a different kind of gal. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, yours is nasty.
Mine's rough. Both fish.
Yeah, both fish.
Both fish.
Well, Garrett, thank you so much for being on.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here, man.
So, how can we find your podcast?
Look at every podcast server and look up Agents of Travel.
Okay. Agents of Travel.
Agents of Travel. Right.
There's already been a season one out, but season two is
season
coming
two
out.
Is coming out. Sarah Whittle was on it.
Oh,
ooh.
She'll be on here.
She'll be on here.
Oh, fun.
Pretty soon.
I recorded with her like a year ago.
Great.
Great.
I'm editing that one right now.
Fantastic.
Yay.
Who else? Oh, yeah, a bunch of fun people.
Bunch of fun people. Not Amanda.
Not Amanda.
Not me. Well,
no,
I'm
God
just
forbid.
Gearing up for you to ask. So I can't wait.
Well, Garrett, Eat It or Eat It, one of the best shows on Smosh of all time. Thanks to you.
Thanks
great
to you.
Work. You're a good friend, good person, and you are a great attribute of Smosh's legacy.
Yes.
Thank you.
So.
And thank you for loving coffee.
Yeah.
Come to my coffee club.
I will. Look.
Come to his coffee club.
It will happen. We will make it happen.
Sure it will.
All right.
All right.
Thank you for watching. We'll see you next time. Goodbye.
Bye.